of it that way, did you?
No, I haven't.
But how did you
That's,
think of it?
I feel so humbled now. That's like,
Really?
wow.
You should feel a tremendous burden of responsibility.
This is major.
We do. We have to. Well, we are the liaisons. We whatever's going on here.
I agree with you on that. Just ambassadors I've never thought of, so I feel really...
Do you think I overstated what we do?
No, I'm on top of the world right now.
Really?
Yeah, I feel great. That was good. Thanks, Dennis.
Oh, you're welcome. I think my work here is done.
Good.
I'll see you later. No, seriously. I mean, a lot of the things that are going on here, we found out through doing this show and talking to people that they're not aware of some of the great things that we have going on at the school. So that, I don't know. Yeah, I guess that would
be... That being said, there is a lot going on this month around the country, around the world. And right here on campus, in honor of a very special month.
Are you talking about the Black History Month?
I sure am. You're on it.
I am. Well, it is. It's special. And there's something that you and I, we've talked about in the past, was, well, how did this all come about?
Black History Month, and why is it the month of February? I didn't know. And you dug around and
I
you
did.
Found out?
I had to. I found something. There's a website called infoplease.com. And Black History Month, the history of Black history, by Eliza Henry, Eliza Haney, H-A-N-E-Y. And I don't want to read this verbatim, but basically it's been recognized as Black History Month since 1926. And the person that really brought this to the forefront was a Dr. Carter G. Woodson. And I will read this. We owe the celebration of Black History Month, and more importantly, the study of Black history, to Dr. Carter G. Woodson. Born to parents who were former slaves, he spent his childhood working in the Kentucky coal mines, and he enrolled in high school at age 20. He graduated within 2 years and later went on to earn a PhD from Harvard. Anyway, he said, the scholar was disturbed to find in his studies that history books largely ignored the Black American population, and when Blacks did figure into the picture, was generally in ways that reflected the inferior social position they were assigned at the time. So basically he said, you know what, this is silly. There are a lot of great people of color that need to be recognized. So he did that. And originally it was Black History Week,
which was the second week of February.
You got it. Mm-hmm. And the reason why he picked February, and he did, he in fact picked February, and that's because so many important things happened in February. February 23rd, 1868, W.E.B. Du Bois, an important civil rights leader and co-founder of the NAACP, was born. It's pretty big. February 3rd, 1870, the 15th Amendment was passed. And of course, that's granting Blacks the right to vote. So there are a lot of things going on in February. Civil rights movements in 1960. Yeah, there's just so many different things. So eventually it was recognized to such a degree that it became a whole month and not just second week. Right. But that, and that's on the national picture, but I think that you have something to share with us regarding a little closer to home here.
What's going on here at Henry Ford Community College? There is quite a bit going on, but the most recent, or what's going to be happening the soonest, I guess you could say, is a presentation. It's called Tales of the Underground Railroad, and it's going on Wednesday, February 10th from 12 to 1 in the ASCC building.
Okay.
Do you know which one that is?
That's the big glass building.
The giant glass building. The blue glass building on Evergreen.
Okay.
And the Barry Amphitheater, there, Robert L. Stamps is going to be performing a one-man show of the events of the Underground Railroad. And this is free.
That's cool.
So 12 to 1, Wednesday, February 10th.
That's 2 days from now.
Barry Amphitheater.
Okay.
And in the Student Center, right outside our station here, on Wednesday, February 17th, is going to be a festival, the African American Festival. There's going to be food.
I'm in.
I know you're in. $2 a plate.
All right.
And there's going to be a concert performance, and that's going to be the Sunqua band. And Sunqua, actually, I found out that it means cry for life is what it translates to.
Really?
And this band has an African xylophone, which I'm very interested in this because there's something really cool about this instrument. It is built primarily out of silk spiderweb coverings. And I guess there's going to be other types of, it's built with other types of African,
tools I'm
material.
Thinking, right, I'm there going for materials. Ingredients, but yeah.
But yeah, this African xylophone built out of silk spiderweb coverings. I'm really curious what this thing looks like.
So wait, and so the band will
Sunqua.
Have, Sunqua will have
They're
that.
Using this.
Okay,
they're playing using this. And they are. Oh, I'm jumping ahead of myself. We have another African music band that's going to be playing in February or in April. So I was kind of blending the two together in my mind.
All right.
We're going to talk a lot about that in our next show. But just a quick little foreshadow of what's going to be going on. The April 14th, African music is going to be African with other African sounds and American produced blended together to make a jazzy blend.
And that's going to be on campus too?
That's on campus too. And our next show, there's a bunch of concerts coming like that are going to be here in the Student Center.
Okay.
And pretty much there's one every month from now through till April.
All right.
So that's a little flash preview for what's to come. But this one that we're talking about that's going to be happening really soon is February 17th. Student Center is the Sunkwa Band.
Okay.
With the cool xylophone.
And then I know they're showing movies, too, as part of this entire month.
There is. There's going to be movies. And the movie that's coming up really soon is going to be The Pursuit of Happiness. Have you ever seen that one?
No. Will Smith,
Will Smith, yeah. Will Smith.
Have you seen it?
I have.
And?
And the whole time I watched it, I was just waiting, hoping that something good was going to happen.
And something did.
It did. It's The Pursuit of Happiness, but it's definitely Pursuit, because he goes through a lot to get there, and it's definitely a wonderful film to see. And that's going to be going on Wednesday, February 10th as well, from 2:30 to 4:30 in the Barry Amphitheater in the ASCC building. And it's a wonderful movie. It really is. Will Smith did a beautiful job with it.
Well, the thing that I noticed about it, I don't have it in front of me, but isn't that where they spell happiness wrong?
Yeah,
with a Y instead of an I.
They do.
Yeah, I'm a word guy. Can't help it. Jumps out at me. Now these and the movie also is free of charge, correct?
Oh yeah, yeah. Okay. And there's going to be another one Tuesday, February 16th, same time, same place, 2:30 to 4:30, Barry Amphitheater, and that's Goodbye Uncle Tom. I'm not familiar with this film.
No.
And Tuesday, February 23rd, same time, same place, is The Spook Who Sat by the Door.
Okay.
And these are all free of charge, and it's in honor of Black History Month, and it's going on here at Henry Ford Community College. So
we are recognized. I love it. You said something that got my attention a minute ago, and I don't know what order you're going in here, but you said the food served, it was $2 or something like that.
$2 a plate. That's going to be on Wednesday, February 17th, just a quick, so everybody gets that.
Okay.
Student Center. Festival, African American festival, right. Food, music.
I'm in.
Be here.
Cool.
Okay, so on the food note, I know that's where you're going. I can see the wheels turning in his head.
We've only done a couple of shows. How do you know me? there's a lot going on. Our restaurant opened. So
the restaurant reopened last week.
Yeah. So anybody that was listening, if anybody that listened to our last show is aware that we were counting the minutes, and we did. We ran into two wonderful people from the restaurant today. I have to get the spelling. I know that when Kathy, we talk to all the time.
We're drowning in paperwork over here,
this.
Dennis.
All right. Well, you know what is probably right? Here it is, right in front
pile.
Of me.
It's his pile.
I met a wonderful young lady named Karen Pokrivki. I know I pronounced that right because she did the phonetic spelling for me. Lindsay just gave me a dirty look. Pokrivki. And Karen, if I pronounce that wrong after you so patiently explained how to pronounce it, I am sorry. But I do want to thank you for your help. She gave me a menu, and this is for the current week. We're trying to dig up one for next week, too. And that still may happen. I mean, we're on the air here for an hour, so you never know, right? But you, I'll leave it to you because you have the big menu in front of you.
I have the big giant menu here, and it's... Oh, gosh.
I know. What are some of the highlights?
Okay, they suggest is the seafood of the day, the surf and turf. They're going to have broiled petite lobster tail and steak. And that comes with drawn butter, of course, and lemon crown. And this is only $14.95. That's it.
For a lobster tail?
And a steak.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good deal.
That's a great deal.
Or you can get the broiled petite lobster tails. That's plural. More than one. And that one, yeah, it's just,
Wait. So what does that go for?
$16.95.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right, you know, I might splurge.
You're going to get both.
and whatever you're getting, yeah.
Three lobster tails.
You have to protect
steak.
Your food around me.
Pan-seared Atlantic salmon.
See, I love salmon.
Presented with braised leeks and sesame ginger glaze. I love ginger.
Yeah.
Yes, ginger's wonderful. Really good for your...
Interesting, though. Sesame ginger?
Mm-hmm.
I've had a honey...
Sesame ginger is a good taste. They complement each other well.
Okay.
The featured soups this week, Tuesday, that's today, is cream of broccoli. Tomorrow, Wednesday, is the old-fashioned navy bean. And Thursday is mushroom barley.
Oh, I love it.
So do I. Oh, and the dessert tray.
Okay.
This is where I'm going to sit.
All right.
Chocolate raspberry torte, coconut cream pie, the 5101 cheesecake with strawberries, raspberry mousse torte, and we need a drum roll for this one.
I'm okay. Pretend.
chocolate Grand Marnier mousse parfait.
Oh.
Doesn't that just sound delicious?
Yeah, I have to tell you, though, I've had the cheesecake here a million times.
So
and
have
I'll,
I.
And I'll have it a million more if I can.
It is very good.
It's awesome.
Very good. Wow.
But I know, but there's more of going on in the restaurant there,
Well, there's some
right?
other featured items this week, actually, I'd like to say just real quick. That was the whole seafood kind of deal, because you know how I am with seafood.
I do.
Love it.
Yep.
There's a cashew stuffed chicken. Sounds wonderful.
See, that sounds really good.
Yeah, chicken breast stuffed with ground turkey, cashews, and Michigan dried cherries. Yum. Braised beef short ribs. The college plate is, listen to this.
Uh-oh.
This is, as we sit here drinking our coffee.
Yeah.
Espresso crusted natural beef New York strip with roasted shallot butter and crispy onion rings. Mmm, $10.95.
Okay. I have a feeling we're not packing our lunch this week.
No. And then, you know, if you want something light, there's a Cobb salad.
Well, you know, and there may be room for that after the rest of the food.
Right. Dessert.
Yeah, after
before,
dessert.
No, before the dessert or after the dessert. Yeah, sure. Whatever.
We'll figure it out. We just got to fit it in.
And the featured sandwich this week is the grilled turkey burger.
All right.
And it's made on a house specialty multi-grain bun with alfalfa sprouts, honey mustard, and fresh fruit.
See, I don't know how you feel about ground turkey, but I absolutely love it.
I do, too. I prefer it. I can't really taste much of a difference.
No, it's good. Wonderful. Well, and you know, when it's seasoned properly, I mean, really, you're not missing out on anything other than all that extra fat, and, you know. But don't get me wrong. I'm up for a good burger, too. So, yeah, I'll fit it in. Now, we have...
So, I want to fill... I know where you're going. I want to say something, though.
Please.
Because this month is really special, not only because it's Black History Month, it's also Mardi Gras month.
Yes, it is.
Which means Fat Tuesday.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's going to be a New Orleans seafood buffet here at Henry Ford Community College.
Okay.
5101 is the Hospitality Studies is putting off a New Orleans seafood buffet Wednesday, February 17th.
All right, that'll be a week from tomorrow.
There's a lunch seating from 11 to 12:45.
All right.
And a dinner seating from 6 to 7:45. You should make reservations. It's recommended, and I definitely would.
Will we?
I think this is very popular. I think for sure.
All right.
The reservations to call and make those reservations, 313-206-5101. The buffet is going to include seafood gumbo, peel and eat shrimp, spinach salad, crab salad, red bean salad. This one sounds wonderful. Garlic roasted potato salad. I love garlic.
I do too.
Pasta and artichoke salad and shrimp cheese ball. There's going to be assorted cornbread muffins and house-made rolls. Jambalaya with andouille and chicken. You know what andouille is?
Sausage, yeah.
Yes.
It's wonderful.
Beer battered cod, baked red snapper and pecan meunier. Stuffed beef flank. I said beak flank. Beef flank.
Yeah.
Chicken Oscar. Green beans and potatoes, Creole vegetable brown rice, vegetable casserole, red velvet cake, chocolate bourbon tort. Mm. Bread pudding with lemon sauce. Oh, my gosh. This is going to be one buffet that we can't pass up.
We're going to have to get early
reservations. You know, my heart's always in New Orleans. So to celebrate and be able to come to school and have a nice buffet in honor of Mardi Gras just means so much to me. Well, it makes me just one more reason to be a proud Henry Ford Community College student.
Well, that's the thing. Is everything that we have here, it's so unique to our school. You mm-hmm. know, and we take things from tastes, obviously, from all over the country, all over the world, and we bring them here. We're going to take a short non-commercial break, but when we come back, we have a few things to cover. We have a brand new, it's not new, but it's an ongoing planetarium show that's new, and I did actually happen to see it. Lindsay, I'll tell
you
about that.
There's a new one for the winter.
It's for the winter. I was there. It was wonderful. We're going to talk a little bit about some of the other things that are going on at the school. So stay with us, and we'll be right back after this non-commercial break.
If you are passionate about saving our planet, you should check out HFCC. The Associate's Degree in Environmental Studies at Henry Ford Community College helps prepare you for a meaningful lifetime career dealing with major environmental challenges facing society. The program emphasizes environmental problem solving at the local, regional, and international levels. Students completing this program can transfer to bachelor's programs concentrating in land resources, nature studies, resource and policy management, or urban service. For more information, please visit hfcc.edu. That's hfcc.edu.
And we are back, the Campus Connection, HFCC's Campus Connection here at Henry Ford Community College. You know, something, Lindsay, that I did not bring up when we were talking about the restaurant here is that, and I'll only touch on this because I know we'll talk about it at much greater length next month, but St. Patrick's Day buffet. There's actually a buffet here Wednesday, March 17th, right here at the 5101 restaurant. And the menu is, I mean, they've got seafood chowder, obviously corned beef and cabbage. So many of the things that you would expect from a St. Patrick's Day buffet. The whole price is $12 per person.
Cool.
So I know we'll go into tremendous detail and we'll have a lot more. I mean, this is, you know, I don't know about you, but this is one of the highlights of the show is talking about food. So anyway, we'll get that.
Dennis needs to prep his stomach.
I do. Yeah. Some people prep for the show. I'm like, no, I got to prep for after, you know, go eat. But anyway, so we have, yeah, so much stuff. We'll talk about that. And I know that you have some things going on there regarding, well, actually school related stuff.
Well, there is a few things going on. Do you have test anxiety? I think I've asked you this before.
You have, and I said no.
Okay.
And I may have been lying. I don't.
And, well, I do.
I know.
I do. I tend to.
It's
maybe,
been well documented.
I forget things. Oh, geez.
Yeah.
I forget things, and it's not because I'm forgetful. It's because I just kind of get the test in front of me, and I'm like, shoot, I'm going blank. I have no idea what any of this is now.
Lindsay, I've taken, I think, three classes with you, and I know that it's you do know your stuff.
Yeah.
I do.
Thank you, Dennis.
Well, no, I mean, I admire, seriously, you as a person and as a student. But when it comes to test anxiety, do you have an answer?
Well, there is test anxiety workshops going on here at Henry Ford Community College.
Okay.
Tuesdays and Wednesdays from all, the whole month of February.
Every Tuesday and Wednesday?
Every Tuesday and Wednesday, and it's going to be at 2 from 3:30 on Tuesdays, 11 to 12 on Wednesdays. It is recommended that you go to all these if you really want to overcome your fears of test taking.
Okay.
The person doing this is John Carroll. You can pick up a packet to register for this in the UTAC. Do you know what that is?
Is that the tech building?
No.
Okay.
It's the University Transfer Advising and Career Counseling Center, which is located in
you
the
go,
LRC.
You go, no. You silly man. Silly.
It's in the Learning Resources Center.
All right. Well, then, no, I wouldn't know
okay.
that.
Well, there's an office in there, in the Learning Resources Center. For University Transfer Advising and Career Counseling. Wow, that's just like a mouthful.
It is. But it's worth learning.
And you can...
If you can remember.
Pick up the packet. These workshops help rid test anxiety and helps you get comfortable with public speaking as well.
Really?
Not only test anxiety. I mean, this just helps with just fears in general of being in the school environment and kind of having to do speeches and
you know,
get
I can
presentations
relate to,
together.
You got to remember, I came back to school after quite a lengthy hiatus.
Yeah.
I went to school a million years ago at somewhere else, and then I come here.
Oh, you're kidding.
No,
he's fresh out of high school.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Whatever. Because my youthful enthusiasm. No, but seriously, it was quite a step. Both my wife and I came back to school after the long stay away. And so, yeah, I can appreciate it. And I know for a fact that this is something that she was interested in at one time.
Public speaking makes you nervous?
Me, no. No,
oh,
but
okay.
No, not me. No, I actually enjoy it.
Yeah, I don't mind it so much either.
No.
It's the test taking.
But yeah. Do you pretend people are naked or in their underwear or whatever they say? Is that how?
I'm not going to tell you my secrets.
Why?
No. I don't pretend people are naked. Not at all.
No.
No, it's completely proper up in my brain.
I know. Okay. But do you know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking
okay.
about. Yeah.
I found that if I look right over everybody's heads...
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Then I'm not looking, and then I'll gradually, as I get more and more comfortable, look people in the eye and then try to pick people out.
That's good.
It works for me.
I like that.
But I start out over the heads, like, you know, obviously, usually you're elevated or whatever, and I look out at everybody.
See, I never, like, physically feel very nervous, but I think sometimes I look nervous. I get a little flushed.
Really?
I get a little, but I don't really feel it. I'm not, like, terribly, like, shaking and freaking out, but I just look at maybe.
You've never had me there heckling you either.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Jeez.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, enough about that.
Okay, go ahead.
So, John is a counselor here at Henry Ford Community College, and he's also a hypnotherapist. And I understand that some of these workshops are going to be teaching a bit about that on how you can maybe... hypnotize yourself.
Maybe yourself.
And
well,
calm
yeah.
yourself.
Calm yourself.
And I'm sure they'll talk a lot about meditation, you know, just calming. It's,
right.
it's basically calming. I mean, it's anxiety is, you know, the opposite of calm, right?
Right.
So these seem like they're going to be something to check
out. I would do it just from the hypnotherapy aspect. That's something that fascinates
me. And you don't have
me.
To go to everyone, but it's suggested. If you want the full, if you really want this to work on you and you want to better yourself as far as taking tests go, it's recommended go to all of them. And they are, once again, Tuesdays and Wednesdays throughout the month of February.
Right.
This ends on February 24th. And it's from 2 to 3:30 on Tuesdays, 11 to noon on Wednesdays. And if you want more information, you can call John Carroll at 313-845-9753. And make sure to register. You go pick up one of those packets in the LRC building, Learning Resources Center.
I will do it.
And check it out. So, another exciting bunch of workshops going on is, you remember our buddy?
Chad Austin yeah. Rocks. I love him.
Well, there's more job placement office workshops going on here at Henry Ford Community College. They've been a success. They've been doing really good. Every semester, they have a set of workshops. So it is the winter semester, and
well, you know,
there's going
I talked
to be
to
new
him
ones
in December. In fact, I interviewed him,
yeah.
And it we didn't play it on our show in December or even January because of the lack of timeliness.
On my part.
At the same time, I think you heard a portion of that. They do. They get into a lot of detail. So,
well,
the
one that I don't recall them having last semester is an online job search workshop.
No, I don't remember that.
That was
either.
Not on there. So that's going to be going on Thursday, February 18th. And these take place in the technology building, room 108. And this one is February 18th from 1:30 to 3 p.m. And that's the online job search. The one following that is going to be Monday, February 22nd. That's from 10:30 till noon. And that's a career fair prep, which is so cool because I've gone to a bunch of career fairs.
Yeah.
And you need some prep. If you're going in there completely blindsided and no one's told you what to have with you or how to be ready or maybe what you should dress, how you should dress.
It can be overwhelming.
What to bring. It's really overwhelming. I had went to my very first job fair that I went to. It wasn't... I thought I was prepared, and I felt like I had everything I did. I had my resume, I had everything with me, and I felt really confident going in there. And I go in, and it's in like this kind of like small area with a bunch of desks set up, a bunch of tables with different job. Help me say the word, Dennis.
With different potential employers.
There you go.
Yes. Set up around the room.
Set up around the room. But fine. That's what a job fair usually is.
Sure.
I was so hot.
Really?
I wore a turtleneck, and it was, like, so hot in
there.
Oh,
I thought you were, like...
No. You thought I was hot?
Well, like, I mean, I was like, well, that's one way of getting a job.
No, I was, like, overheating.
Oh, okay.
It was, like, really, really warm. So, I don't know if this will be said at the career fair prep, but if you're listening and you want a little advice from me to you...
Yeah.
Maybe dress in layers. Have something you can kind of maybe take off.
Funny.
I was so hot, and I'm like, geez, this is. I need to get out. I need some air. I couldn't. So next career fair I go to.
But it was the situation too. You were probably nervous.
Well, you're very nervous.
Right.
So you don't think about that. Like I said, I felt really confident going in there that I had everything I needed. I had my notebook. I had some cards. I had some. You know, I had everything. I knew what I was looking for. But I wasn't thinking about how nervous I would be shaking hands and actually talking with people and having them look at my resume in front of me and ask me questions. I was just kind of thinking, oh, I'm just going to pass them around.
Right.
And, you know,
did you have to answer questions?
It wasn't a whole lot of questions. It was more conversation.
Yeah.
You're networking. You're not really being put on. It's not an interview. You're not being put on the spot to be like, you know, where do you see yourself in 5 years and why are you?
Right. Because generally, doesn't this process that you're talking about now lead to an interview, more of a formal part of it? Okay.
Oh, definitely.
Right.
Definitely.
These
so
are the things
there's
going to
be two
workshop.
Of those career fair prep workshops, Monday, February 22nd and Friday, February 26th. The one on Monday is going to be from, like I said, 10:30 to noon, and the one on Friday is from 3 to 4:30. I definitely recommend going to these, even if you feel confident and that you can nail any career job fair that you want to go to. Yeah, no. Go check out these.
Yeah, no.
And once again, Chad will be doing the resume cover letter writing workshop, and that is going to be pushing into March 3rd. And we are definitely going to touch on the rest of these on our next show because there's so many of them going on, but we're getting into April, and I know people, you probably don't have your handy-dandy little schedule book out right now.
No, people are writing right on their hands, and they're driving a car, and it's,
But just to say, the resume and cover letter writing, since it was such a huge success, is going to be Wednesday, March 3rd, 12:30 to 2:30. So do mark that down. Write it on your hand if you have to. Put it on your council while you're driving. Drive it on your...
Yeah.
Write it on your car.
I write it right on the dust on them.
Yeah. On the dust. Oh, geez, Dennis. Well.
So, okay. Now, we have talked to Chad, and we have the information about the workshops. This is open to current students, former students. I want to say...
Alumni.
Mm-hmm. That's the best way to... So, it may be somebody that actually got a degree here or moved on.
Yes.
And Chad made that very clear. If it's somebody that moved on
if
to a transfer from here... They're welcome at these. And that's really important.
Definitely.
And for the alumni listening, there's plenty of parking now. You don't even hear us talking about parking because it's so good.
It is.
It's so
beautiful,
awesome.
Beautiful parking lot.
It is.
And there's, I never have a problem.
No. But we're still very grateful for the shuttles. The shuttles are still 7 to 7, Monday through Thursday.
And like you said, we're still very grateful. A lot of people are very grateful. They're being used quite a bit. You frequent the shuttle.
I do, every day.
And is there people taking it with you?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay,
and they're going to Dearborn Heights campus now. That's huge.
Oh, no way.
Go on, yeah.
That's right. Yeah, we talked about that last
time.
Yeah,
go online. If anybody, there is a schedule. It's pretty much on the half hour, though.
On the half
every
hour.
Half hour. So, but they're great. And when they're running late, they let us know, which was something I didn't expect. Hey, this, yeah. But they rarely run late. But my point is, if you're waiting there, you know, it's cold. It's cold. Okay.
So see Dennis's face when he says that it's cold.
It's cold. Yeah. Anyway, so no, I mean, everything, the parking's not an issue. Alumni, please, we'd love to see you. We'll see you at these workshops. Of course, current students. And
you know what? We have a really good segue coming up.
We do?
Yeah.
Well, it's about time we had one, right?
This is good. This is really good. As far as talking about these career fairs, there's one that's going to be going on right here, Henry Ford Community College. We're having a career fair, and it's a really special one.
Oh, really yes, special. We are. Yeah, do you have all the details on that in front of you?
I've got a few. You may have a little more than I do, but I do have quite a few. Maybe.
Okay, well, I probably don't, so why don't you go into that?
I probably don't.
No, no. Because I still think that the Tigers are coming.
Yeah, Dennis told me earlier today that the Tigers are coming. Did you hear the Tigers are coming?
The
and
Detroit
I'm like, the Tigers.
Tigers
are coming? The Detroit
She's
Tigers
all,
are coming?
She has her Maglio Ordonez jersey on.
So, and, you know me, I'm a little Dennis. I don't know about what Dennis says, so I'm going to check it out.
You're very wise.
Comerica Park Job Fair is coming. If you want to, for summer positions, working at Comerica Park,
right.
There's going to be a job fair here at the school on February 17th and February 18th from 10 to 2.
Okay.
Are the Tigers going to be here?
Don't bring your gloves and bat. No.
You're not going to have stuff autographed.
Actually,
it's
funny as that, I would love it if somebody did that just for my own humor, but that's not right.
But it's a job fair going on here. And if you do end up getting a job at Comerica Park, there's the opportunity that maybe you will meet a Tiger.
You never know. You never know. I had a friend that worked.
So in a way, Dennis wasn't completely stretching the truth when he told me the Tigers were coming.
Now,
this is cool because Comerica Park, he want to talk. He wants to talk, but hold on. Comerica Park
I know better.
Came here. They came here last year and did the same job fair. So obviously it was a success because they came back to Henry Ford Community College to do the job fair once again.
Okay.
So that means that there is some pretty good potential employees here because whoever they hired last year at this job fair did a really good job because they're coming back and they want to have Henry Ford Community College students apply to work at Comerica Park for the summer. And what better job to have over the summertime? You don't miss any games.
Right.
And if you're any, I love going to the Tigers games. That's how I spend my summer. So.
You know, I never thought of it that way, that they had such luck with the student. I mean, you're exactly right. Why would they come back? It's not like, well, it didn't work the last four times. We're just going to give it one more chance. You know, obviously they were successful.
Yeah, very much.
So that,
very much.
But the Tigers are coming. And
Dennis
I'm sticking
is
to
mine.
My story.
The Tigers are coming.
Okay, so is that all we need to know?
That's
need to bring resumes to that. I mean, it's
a job fair.
Yeah.
I mean, bring if you have a resume prepared and ready, by all means, bring a resume with you, and be prepared to talk about what it is you want to be doing at Comerica Park. I'm sure that they are going to have various positions to be filled as far as. Vendors.
There's vending. There's ticket
there's
taking.
There's box office. There's
Absolutely.
Vendors and
there's
there
restaurants.
Is restaurant. The it's at the tip of my tongue.
They used to call it the Tiger Den or something. But
yeah, there's the den, but there is there's a bar. There's a bar. And they need people to work there.
Yeah, they need people to cocktail like waiters.
They have servers,
sure.
And there's going to be
all right.
A lot of fun to be had getting a job there. I'm sure.
Well, we're going to find out the name on this non-commercial break. We'll be right back with the name of the bar as soon as we come back.
I'm trying to use the phone.
Hey, loyal listener, call WHFR at 313-845-9676 or toll free at 1-800-585-HFCC, extension 9676.
What? I couldn't hear that last part.
That's 845-9676 or toll free 1-800-585-HFCC, extension 9676.
And we're back. The name of the bar at Comerica Park is the Tiger Club.
Yes.
Is that accurate?
Yes, that is accurate. And it's a really nice place. So if you do wind up getting a job there, I would expect that you'd probably make a nice amount in, you know,
you would think,
gratuity or whatever, because it's really nice up there. And you have a beautiful view of the park. It's really nice.
That's a little bit, looks more expensive than I can handle.
Yeah, I mean, the people that frequent up there and hang out up there definitely have a bit more to spend at the ball game.
I think we're establishing a pattern here, Lindsay. If I can just go back a little bit. You have eaten at our restaurant, the Swordfish, if I remember. Is that accurate?
That is correct.
All right, you had Swordfish. You're planning on going. You've gone to some of the musical things.
Always.
And now you're talking about, like, the hoity-toity stuff at the Tiger Club. I mean, somebody's rolling in money here, and shouldn't you throw a bone your co-host?
Dennis.
Wait, no?
All right. We can work something out. All right.
Let's go into, we have lots of stuff to go through, and there's something that's been not bugging me, and I know I may be going out of order here.
No,
I think I'm pretty sure I am. But do you understand how good our college basketball team is?
You know, that is one thing that you say everything that I do, and that's the one thing that I don't really frequent is the basketball games, and I'm not too aware of it, but I understand you know a little bit about
it. Well, let me tell you something. Okay, this team is really, really good. How good are they? They suffered their first loss, first loss of the season. I'm looking at the date here. I think it was the 30th of January.
Yeah.
Okay. We're already in February. I'm looking at the schedule here. Sorry about that. And I know we don't want to dwell on a loss.
But it's the first loss.
But it was the first one. And it was, in fact, the 30th of January against St. Clair County Community College. We lost by 4 points.
I was going to say, do you know the score? Wow, 4 points. Yeah, that's not much of a loss.
And then we proceeded to win the next two, and that brings the record up to 21-1. They're 21-1. I couldn't find the most recent information since they were ranked number one in the country amongst Division II community colleges. I know. Yeah. Good.
Wonderful.
Good job.
Way to go, Hawks.
21-1. They have their first loss. So they may not still be ranked number one, but they may have dropped to two or three.
Yeah.
But there was nothing to the contrary. So I'm still touting their number one-ness.
Yeah.
Anyway, our Hawks are coached by Mr. Abe Mashur. And assistant coach is Dave Williams.
Well done, guys.
Yeah, congratulations. There's still time left before the playoffs.
Just in time for the playoffs, let me add it in real quick. You can go to the school bookstore, and you can buy a Hawks t-shirt for $4.99.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, pretty cool.
Really cool.
Really cool.
Show your school pride. There's, and even if you don't go to school here, if you did it one time, whatever, support your community college here. It's right here in Dearborn. We're on the campus of Dearborn. In Dearborn, Michigan.
Next home game.
Okay, well, the next three games, the 10th, the 13th, and the 17th are all away.
The 20th, I think, is our next home
game. The 20th is the next home game, and that's followed by the last game of the regular season, also a home game, on the 24th of this month.
Cool. The 20th is a Saturday. That's a 3 p.m. game. So cool.
How do you know?
Wait.
I don't know anything. I don't know anything. Dennis knows all this. I don't have that information in front of me.
That's the one thing that I do know. I made sure to check out and see when the next game is because I did know. I heard that we had a pretty good team.
Pretty good.
Pretty good team.
You're the
team.
Master of
that,
understatement.
You know,
I heard they're doing
all right.
Yeah, they're all right.
They're doing all right. So
if you call undefeated, all right.
I thought maybe I'd go to a game and I wanted to see when the next home game was.
All right.
So it's a Saturday, February 20th, 3 p.m., and it's against OCC.
Yeah. You're right.
All right.
And then the last game of the season.
That I don't know.
Mary Grove. It's a non-member school. But no, seriously, you're right. I actually will join you at that game because that's pretty exciting stuff. I mean, 21-1. Oh, you know how amazing that is?
That's cool.
Yeah. I mean, we've been doing this now. We're only 4-0. How many shows have we done?
This is it.
Okay.
Yeah.
And our next show, God willing, is March 9th.
March 9th. We'll be here.
Same time, same place. Yeah, it's a Tuesday. Who knew? I once knew this girl that we worked together, and she had to be in her early to mid-20s. And I said, I'm really looking forward to Thanksgiving next Thursday. And she said, Thanksgiving's on Thursday again?
I had a similar thing kind of happen with someone that is rather close to me. I'm not going to say any names on the radio,
okay.
But someone that I'm very close with, and I love her dearly. She didn't know. Wow, Thanksgiving's on Thursday. Doesn't that happen a lot?
God, that happens so often.
It happens all the time. Yeah.
All day, yeah.
Is Memorial Day on a Monday?
I don't know.
Oh, shoot.
But we won't make fun of you. No.
Okay, no.
Okay, so that's our basketball team. Like I said, Abe Mishore, Dave Williams, the
well
coaches.
Well done, guys. Yeah, the team, wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. I'm one more reason to be an extremely proud Henry Ford Community College
you
student.
You are the proudest hawk I have ever seen.
I am.
That is awesome. Aww. Okay, so I interrupted you to talk about that, and I think you'll agree it was worthwhile.
Well, yeah, you didn't necessarily interrupt me.
Oh, well, it's early. You wait, sister.
I don't remember.
What do you got on your little schedule there?
Well, it's something that you have been to. We were just talking about the planetarium. That's where we're going to jump into, I think.
Oh, absolutely. That's right.
It's going on right now through March 16th, and these are free shows, and you went. So I think you can maybe give a little bit of your opinion on it. Stopping by the woods on a snowy evening, a winter star talk is what it's called.
Well, I'm going to go right from this, and then I'll tell you about my personal experience, if that's okay.
No, it's wonderful.
Move up a little bit here. Henry Ford Community College Henry Ford Community College is offering free planetarium shows this winter. Stopping by Woods on a Snowy Evening, a Winter Star Talk, will be presented Tuesdays at 7:30 p.m. through March 16th. There will be no show Tuesday, March 9th. Mm-hmm. HFCC's 48C Planetarium is located on the upper level of the Science Building. Actually, that's the main floor as soon as you walk in.
It's a little confusing when it says upper level. Some people are like, whoa.
Yeah, I looked
if you're not from the campus and you're not attending classes here, it can be a little misleading when it says upper level. You're kind of...
You know what's kind of cool is that when I did go, I went with somebody that is not from the school. He doesn't currently go here. He had no trouble, and I can't guarantee this. Please don't take this as a promise or whatever, but he had no problem parking right by the science building.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's open parking.
Yes.
And he parked right there. We got there about, the doors open at 7:15. We were there about 7:20. I think at the time we went, there were only a handful of other people, and they had just started this, the Winter Star Talk. And it's right on the main floor. We walked right in. No problem. Evergreen, okay, you know our campus. Doors open at 7:15 and close at showtime. For safety reasons, latecomers cannot be seated. And the reason why is because it's so dark. I mean, it's simulating a night sky.
All right.
So it's really dark. So, yeah, get there on time. We had, I don't know if you know this, but the person that the night that we went, he actually works for Ford Motor Company.
Hmm.
And he's part of Ford's, like, amateur astronomy club, and he came over and he gave the presentation, and it was absolutely cool. It was so cool. You're looking at the winter sky, and it's weird because I don't know if you go out and you look at the stars, but after you go through, watch the program, that's like the first thing you do,
right?
And I'll be darned if they aren't lined up just like in the but it's so neat, everything but the cold. Seriously, you're sitting there, you're nice and warm, and you're looking at the sky.
What a better way to stargaze.
That's awesome. And they explain everything, and they explained basically the difference, why it's different in the winter.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to give everything away, all right? But they also, some of the key stars to look at, and he also covered the planets and when we could see them. Like, till the end of January, you could see Jupiter. It was just amazing.
Really?
And, yeah. It was really entertaining. It wasn't just like you were bombarded with information in such a way that it was just like really thoroughly enjoyable. You didn't feel like, I have to learn this. I'm in a class or whatever.
Yeah.
It was very enjoyable. So,
cool. Was there a pretty good turnout when you went?
Just a handful of people.
Oh.
But I've heard, because I saw the gentleman later, and there were progressively more people. And I think that's catching on.
Yeah.
You remember, I went right when it started. So get out there. I would get here early being, you know, between 7 and 7:15. 48 people. I mean, that's not a lot of people. So
no.
If it is filling up, it's on Tuesdays. The science building is on the, let me do my directions here, southern end of campus,
yes.
Behind the big glass building.
It's right by the children's...
The developmental preschool. You got it.
Yes, and child care. Yeah,
it's right there. And if you think about it, it's the first parking lot. If you're coming in the South Drive, the first parking lot is actually open to the public. The other ones are staff parking or whatever, faculty. So, yeah, go in there, get there a little bit early. Definitely don't get there late because they won't let you in. They can't because it's too dark and there's a potential liability. So that's what the planetarium was awesome. I loved it. I'll go again.
All right. I want to go.
All right. Yeah, you should. And you should bring Abby. She would love it. That's what I was thinking.
That's exactly what I'm thinking. We'll go check it out. Because the only time I really get to stargaze is when I'm up north, because you really don't see much here in the city.
No.
You know? I mean, you look up and you can always find the Big Dipper, and that's about it. So to actually see the stars in the city, I don't get to do that very often. So I'm going to come here to Henry Ford.
And he points that one out, and he points out how you could find the Little Dipper. And he uses the real names. Now that's something. If you
Does
were to quiz me now,
does he use like a laser thing to like kind of point him out?
The little
to you?
Red the, laser.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. Because I'm wondering, like, he's like, look at that star, and you're like, yeah.
No, he jumps up and points. Come on, Lindsay. Nice? It's only like 40 feet.
Right.
I mean, this guy,
he's
you know,
really tall.
No, and he has a really, really springy shoes and a good chair.
Coco gadget but, arms.
Exactly. No, the reality is he has a little laser and he points it all out and he points out the what would be. There's a whole presentation just on the planets.
Cool.
And like what they're made of. Oh, so yeah, do it. Seriously.
Yeah, I'm going to show my ignorance a little bit. You know, I never really put much thought into the idea that there's a summer sky and a winter sky. I mean, right. I know that, but I guess I don't really, you know, like I said, I'm ignorant to the fact that there truly is different stars going on, and it's always changing.
Yeah, it's always changing. It's really cool. And he explains the cycles and why, and the why and the how and everything. And it's in such a...
Definitely like going to take Abby. This is going to be fun.
Yeah. You know, and I'm thinking about bringing my daughter. What else do you have over there?
The Motor City Review. Remember we talked about this?
I actually had a chance to go see it now.
Yeah, I did too. I went in there.
Yeah, this is
cool.
And
you can just pop in there anytime in between 10 and 6. And this is an art gallery.
Right.
And
Fine Arts Building. Well, we actually have changed the name since.
Yeah.
It's not blah blah anymore.
No, it's not blah blah.
Fine Arts.
It's the Fine Arts Building. Fine Arts Building. That's what I was looking for, is Mackenzie when I said Makiba.
Which is in the back of the campus, the western part of campus.
Yes.
If you still follow that same drive after you've taken the tour of the planetarium and keep going around, it's right there.
Well, so what's going on there? The Michigan Gallery, they are doing, it's called the Motor City Review, and it's pretty much giving a tribute to the Michigan Gallery, which was cornerstone of Detroit art scene throughout much of the 70s, 80s, and 90s. This is a pretty big deal. It's really exciting. Our gallery director is Steve Glazer, and they are going to be doing this going on until March 5th, which is when the final reunion farewell blast is. And Steve tells me that it's going to be a good time.
Now, will the artists be there?
There has been some appearance. There will be a few appearances by some artists. I mean, throughout the whole time, I'm pretty sure people are stopping in. And, okay. You know, the ending reception is going to be from 6 to 8. But to my understanding, there is going to be an after-hours party. It's going to be at a Detroit local bar.
Okay.
And I'm sure when you go to the reunion, to the farewell blast here at the gallery on March 5th from 6 to 8, you will find out where that after-party will be. And there's going to be music and good times, and I'm sure there's gonna be plenty of artists there.
Right.
So, and they will be at the farewell blast. This is really cool. This tribute to the Michigan Gallery. The co-founder and longtime executive director Carl Komolski is also. This is a tribute to him in a way. It's kind of he's retiring, is my understanding. So I don't want to give too much away about this great show going on here with the gallery. So go check it out. You went in there.
I went in there.
Did you see the sculptures?
The sculpture blew me away, but you know what really, really impressed me? I don't even know what, I wish I would have, knowing that we were going to talk about this, I should have looked a little bit better at what it was, but it looked like it was made on some kind of a metal.
Mm-hmm.
But there was color. And I'm not sure how they got the color on the metal. It's almost like there's all this color on the metal, and they scraped off the top coating, and this beautiful design came out. It was incredible.
You actually do a good job at describing that, because the type of stuff that's in this gallery, it's all very unique.
Yeah.
This isn't like going to, like, you know, a museum and looking at tons of paintings, which I'm not saying that's not cool.
But there are some, there's some of that also.
No, totally. Right. But it's all very unique to Detroit.
Right. Oh,
it's
yeah.
Not,
yeah.
That's what I'm getting with it. It's mm-hmm. unique to Detroit. They are local artists that have been around since the 70s and putting their stuff, I mean, more longer than the 70s,
right.
But I'm saying their work has been on display in Detroit, and we're very, very, very honored to have their work on display here at Henry Ford Community College. It's a big deal.
And so when can they, before we go to this break, when can the hours again?
It's ongoing right now from 10 to 6.
Okay.
Stop in. Check
Monday
out.
Through Friday?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Yes. And Monday, you know what? Yes.
Okay.
Sorry. On the Fridays, it's from 10 to 3.
Okay.
But Monday through Thursday from 10 to 6.
Cool.
And the final farewell blast is going to be Friday, March 5th from 6 to 8.
All right. And that'll be before our next show, which is March 9th.
March 9th. No, it's not going to be before. Oh, yeah, it is before our next show.
So we got to definitely check it out. Is there a phone number they can call to find out more about that party and everything that's going on? I know you can check our website, hfcc.edu.
That's pretty much the best, my best advice to anybody that wants to learn more about it is go to our website, hfcc.edu.
Look up Sison.
It's on there for events.
It is. Okay.
Yeah. So you go to the events tab and it's there. And no, I do not have a phone number. There isn't a phone number. I think, you know, when there's tons of people calling.
All right. No, that's fine. Yeah, go on the website, find it out, check it out. That is so worth it. We're going to take a short non-commercial break and come back with, we're going to talk a little bit about, we have a writing contest here. We got gift of golf we're going to touch on and lots of other cool stuff. So come stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hands can do incredible things. They made every sound in this piece of music. But nothing compares to using them to help save a life. If an adult suddenly collapses, call 911, then push hard and fast in the center of their chest until help arrives. It's called hands-only CPR, and it's recommended by the American Heart Association. Visit handsonlycpr.org today. A message from the American Heart Association and the Ad Council.
That's Put Me on the Radio.
Did I mention Mitch and Anthony?
Mitch and Anthony.
Thank you once again for putting together that wonderful piece of music for our show here.
They did. They composed it, took care of everything. Put Me on the Radio is the name, the official name for, but we know it affectionately as the HFCC Campus Connection theme song. And they
are two local kids in Dearborn.
They are.
Wonderful. Thanks a lot for doing that. And speaking of local musicians.
What do you got?
Can I put a plug in real quick?
Always.
All right. The Motor Live Drive at 5 is a show here at WHFR. Thursdays at 5 o'clock, we have bands that come in the studio and play right here live at 5. I love it.
This music is incredible.
There's some cool stuff coming up. February 11th is The Rugs, and this is a garage tropical disco house music.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
A garage?
Garage tropical disco house music.
Okay.
So tune in.
I broke it's...
Yeah, well, tune in on February 11th at 5 o'clock for the Motor Live Drive to hear The Rugs and see how they put together, how this garage tropical disco house music sounds.
I got to tell you, there's a very good chance if I'm on campus, I'm going to try to check it out.
Yeah, if you want to... Yeah, if you want to hear some local musicians, make sure to tune in to this Motor Live Drive. At WHFR, we don't just talk about supporting local music. We're doing it.
We are.
That's their thing.
We're making waves. But there's more in February.
February 18th is Woodman. That's an Americana folk acoustic 5-member family band.
You are all over
I am all over it. You know I am, because this is going to help. I'm probably going to be talking a bit to them and see how I can maybe get some stuff to play on my show, because I do family programming playing in the waves.
You do.
I
was going to prompt you, but you know, you're all over.
Saturdays from 6 to 8, every other Saturday.
Okay.
So I'm off this Saturday. The following Saturday I will be on. And that sounds really cool, because I like to, you know, it's family music I play. So anything that children musicians, families of musicians doing stuff, really cool. So I want to know more about this Woodman. I've never heard of them.
No, and you know what? I mean, I don't think it would be a stretch that if you wanted to play some of their music, which
I'm sure we have a CD here in the station.
And if not, I'm sure that there's an opportunity there.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah. And wrapping up the month on January 25th is...
I know. No, okay. Now, it's so funny that you read that and laughed. I was first introduced to this band's name just a couple days ago, like the end of last week, and I just was chuckling for a while.
Anticipation. People want to know.
Do you think so?
I think they want to know.
And then when I was 12...
No, Dennis.
Go ahead.
Okay. February 25th, the Jehovah's Witness Protection Program. They're an indie grunge rock band.
That's awesome.
And they will be playing here, Motor Live Drive at 5. That's Thursdays from 5 to 6. And you can hear live musicians here in the studio playing live over the airwaves, 89.3 on your FM dial.
The station making waves.
WHFR.FM on the web.
Okay. Well, all right. Can I talk about this a little.
I'll allow you to speak. Dennis wants to speak.
Oh my gosh, I forgot what I was going to say. My moment in the sun.
Oh, are we doing a radio show?
We are. This is this upcoming, the Barrett Writing Contest and Coulter Poetry Competition. The date, let's put it this way. The deadline for submissions is Tuesday, March 2nd, 2010.
So the date is right now.
Right now.
You're working on your pieces right now.
And it was open to submissions starting last week, the 27th, and it was through March 2nd. Let me just read this to you. The English and World Languages Division at Henry Ford Community College is sponsoring the 35th Francis G. Barrett Creative Writing Contest and the 15th Larry Coulter Poetry Competition. A total of $500 in prizes. Certificates of merit and cash prizes will be presented to winners in an awards program on Thursday, April 15th, 2010. And winning authors will read selections from their manuscripts at the awards presentation. Any full-time or part-time currently enrolled students at HFCC, any full-time or part-time, are eligible to submit manuscripts. Entries are limited to a total of no more than 4 selections. Entries may be personal essays, short stories, poetry, or drama. Contestants should submit work as a Word document. I'll give you the email and the phone in a second. Manuscripts will not be returned, but may be considered for publication in Michigan Avenue. Lindsay, you remember that name? Michigan Avenue, the Student Creative Arts Journal.
I do.
That's
the magazine.
That's the magazine that they were asking for submissions, and they're taking the winning submissions and actually putting them in the magazine. Now, I have
this
a little
is something
experience.
That Dennis kind of holds close to.
Oh,
his,
I do, because I first learned about this almost exactly a year ago. I entered the Barrett Writing Contest. I won. It was kind of exciting.
Yay, Dennis. That's my partner.
You're just saying that because it's true. No, but seriously, we didn't have the actual reading, reading during an awards ceremony. We had a lot of things got in the way of that, so we didn't actually do that. But because of this new journal that will be published in there, my submission.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, you're so modest. You didn't say anything until now.
Well, you know, oh. What am I going to do?
Yeah, you're going to brag. You're going to say, guess what?
I had to wait for there to be a bigger stage. No. Okay. You did say we have a radio show. No, but I mean, it's just kind of neat because you're doing this, your own creativity, and you come up with it, and you get recognized, and I liked it. I really did. So let me just put this. Do put your name on the manuscript. Oh, I'm sorry. Do not put your name on the manuscript. That's the thing. They don't want to. There's the judges is a
it's based on talent.
But it's based, there's
it's
a committee
of
people.
It's not on how cool your name is. If your name is like Dennis Reimars,
but if they know
really
you,
cool, then they're not going to be like, wow, that dude's got a really cool name.
Yeah, he must be a great writer. No. Oh my gosh. Do not put your name on the manuscript. Instead, include the following in the body of the email. Your name, student number, address, phone number, and the title of your manuscript. Describe yourself a bit as a student and say a few words about your submission. Specifically, tell us what inspired you to write the piece. I love that.
And you don't have to be an English major or anything. Anybody can do this.
Absolutely.
You don't have to be
full or part-time students.
Cool.
Absolutely. The deadline, again, is Tuesday, March 2nd, 2010. For more information, contact Dr. Jim Wanless, J. Wanless, W-A-N-L-E-S-S, at hfcc.edu. His number is 313-845-9716. Again, 313-845-9716. The Barrett Contest is held annually in memory of the English department's first chairperson, which again was Francis G. Barrett. Go online. I got this. A lot of the information's online, hfcc.edu.
What do you win, aside from getting your, I mean, isn't there a little cash?
$500 in prizes, sure.
Is it $500 in prizes?
But
wait a minute.
That's scattered over various winners.
Okay.
In other words, one person doesn't win $500.
Okay.
I was one of the winners last year. I got a little bit less than that. You know, it's split up.
That's wonderful.
But it was awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and it's not like something, I mean, I hate to say you don't, I mean, everybody hopes they'll win, but you don't count on it.
Right.
But you know what, Lindsay, I have to tell you, from a creative perspective, the money doesn't really matter. That's not why we do things. Writers, and we creative people, we do it for the sense of accomplishment. She's just staring me down right now. This is funny. Obviously, you're very creative, Lindsay. You know, I did not mean to take anything away from that. But no, this is something, and I'm going to probably bug you about this. Mm-hmm. Because I know you can write, and I know that you have that huge creative side. So I will bug you. Unless your work is really good and it may get in the way of me winning, and then I'll maybe discourage you.
Oh, geez.
So let's see what the way the wind's blowing.
Well, in that case...
Yeah, you're totally
sign
in.
Me up.
Yeah, no kidding. All right. I had something else that I wanted to talk about really quick. Give the gift of golf and help students. This
is really nice.
This is really cool, but I did not know about this. And I think that's the point. That's why we're here, right? Give the gift of golf and help send a student to college. Looking for a unique gift for that special person? Look no further than Henry Ford Community College, where you can buy a gift certificate for a golf package that supports student scholarships. For the golfer in your life, purchase a golf package for HFCC's 19th annual Mike Adrey Memorial Golf Tournament. It's presented by Member Focus Credit Union to be played on Wednesday, May 19th, 2010 at the prestigious Dearborn Country Club. Packages for the Adrey Memorial Golf Tournament are $200 for the morning round and $250 for the afternoon. Morning and afternoon golf packages include 18 holes of golf, breakfast, lunch, dinner. Wow. And evening activities including wine tasting, entertainment, and a silent auction. This is cool. To purchase the golf packages, please go to www.hfcc.edu/foundation or call the HFCC Office of Development's Golf Tournament Hotline at 313-845-9880. 313-845-9880. The tournament is the HFCC Foundation's largest annual fundraising event to benefit HFCC students. Last year, the tournament raised more than, you ready for this, Lindsay? More than $65,000 for scholarships.
I totally was not expecting you were going to go that high.
I mean, this is crazy. HFCC.edu/foundation. The number 313-845-9880. We're going to talk about this again, but I really wanted to start now simply because...
Because we have spring fever.
We have spring fever. but this is Wednesday, May 19th. I get the feeling you have to do this pretty early, though, simply because it's kind of a big deal. If they raise that much money, it's a big deal.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
You know, I mean, I know that they're not going to turn people down.
No.
But anything like this, it's good to get in there early. I'm just amazed by that number.
What a wonderful.
$65,000 for scholarships. Again, we got a pretty cool school.
We do.
And we got a lot of support here.
We do. And we're all about bringing the community into what's going on here at the school. And there it brings me to another thing that is going on here, Henry Ford Community College. Community Service Club is going to be having an open mic night.
Okay.
And that's going to be, there's two of them. Friday, February 19th from 7 to 10, and Friday, March 19th from 7 to 10. So February 19th is going to be the one coming up, and you can purchase food and snacks. It's in the Student and Culinary Arts Center Pavilion. There's raffles, and it's going to be a lot of fun, and this benefit is for the American Cancer Society.
Cool.
Wonderful.
Really good.
If Team HFCC looks forward to seeing you there, and for more information, 845-9865. Pretty cool. If you're interested in that, open mic nights are always a fun time, and it's going to a good cause, American Cancer Society, right here. Henry Ford Community College is where it's at.
Awesome.
Okay.
You have something.
I have
this
something
is a big deal.
Big.
I know we're running out of time, so I'm so glad we saved this for last. This is huge. Huge.
All right. If you're a student here on campus, there are the campus alerts that you can get on your cell phone, and you can get texts for school emergencies, campus emergencies that are going on, anything that you may... have, you know, need to know right away.
I subscribe. I do.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Absolutely.
And it's really easy to do. If you're not already subscribed, you go on to hfcc.edu, and in the lower left-hand corner, there is a link, and it says Campus Alerts, and you click it, and it brings you right to this really easy sign-up to do. You put your email address in, click Create, then you're going to get a confirmation email that gives you, send right to your email that gives you a password. And immediately, you go log back in, change your password, set up your profile, your cell phone number and everything, and you're going to get notifications whenever there's something going on campus that you may need to know about. And that brings me to one really important thing that I just found out.
Boom, ba-dum, yeah. Boom.
Not only are you going to be told and be informed if there is emergencies, snow emergencies are also involved in this.
Lindsay, I want you to know there's people from all over the world listening to us. People that maybe have never, you know, experienced snow. We're here. We're in Dearborn, Michigan, and let me tell you, we experienced snow, and apparently we're going to get just totally dumped on.
The first snow of the season. We haven't gotten any snow.
We got a little bit, but nothing. Not like we're used to. No.
No, we've gotten nothing. So we're getting some snow, and it's possible it could close school. So if you are receiving those campus alerts, it's pretty cool that snow days are included in the campus alerts. They will let you know. And if you're not, it's really easy to do. Go to hfcc.edu and get it linked up to your phone and get the campus alerts.
Do you believe we're going to get as much snow as they say? Because, you know, we hear this a lot.
You know, there's things that you can do.
What, a snow dance? No, you're not.
No, I'm true.
I'm true.
No, really.
You're a fan.
No, there are snow dances, but there's lots of.
I was kidding.
There's lots of things you can do.
For what?
To make sure to hope for a snow day. You can put a. Oh, now I'm just gonna look like a dummy.
No,
sound
too late.
Like a dummy.
Go ahead.
Well,
I gotta hear this.
Well, you know my mom is a high school teacher, and
sure.
She kind of fills me on what some of the students do and stuff. I didn't do this when I was in high school because I didn't know about it. Apparently, the kids these days are really coming up with some stuff. You're supposed to put a spoon under your pillow. Yeah. And
okay.
That's supposed to bring a snow day. So
seriously?
I don't know if it's really going to work, but I'm going to have a couple spoons under my table, under my pillow.
Are you totally making this up?
This is what I hear.
Okay.
I don't know.
Is there another
one? There's an ice cube one. You can do an ice cube under your pillow. I don't know what happens. If you put a spoon and an ice cube, maybe then you'll just get completely snowed in. I don't know what happens.
Or your pillow will get waterlogged.
That's why I think the ice cubes. I'm going to opt for the spoon, see what happens.
But
I don't know what the spoon represents. I don't know why.
I think I know.
These are high school students
that have this
idea to do a spoon under the pillow. Maybe they're just telling my mom this because she's a teacher, and they're like, hey, why don't you put
a
spoon under your pillow?
And your mom goes in and says, I did it, and it didn't work. but, you and I mean, we share a Wednesday morning class together. I don't know about you, but I hope it doesn't snow hard.
No.
Now, that's a pretty good class.
Yeah. I hope for my daughter's sake and all the little kids in the neighborhoods that want to have a snow day that haven't got to have one yet, that they get to have a snow day. Because it's always fun when you're a kid and you get a snow day.
Oh, yeah.
When you're grown up old people like us. We want to.
And we don't have as many as... I think when we were kids, we had a lot of snow days. So it was
The kids,
better.
Some of the... I mean, snow days are like no more.
No. We're running out of time here. And we talked about a lot. We talked about the gift of golf. We have the Barrett Writing Contest. What have you... What, Planetarium?
Motor City Review.
We got the 5101 is open again, Lindsay. I'm pretty excited.
My stomach's growling.
We have the number one junior college basketball team in the country. Yep, there's more clapping. 21-1, go Hawks. We covered a lot.
Our next show?
March 9th. And great to be back again.
Same time, same place. See you then.
Good to see you too, Lindsay. Mm-hmm. And enjoy the rest of your month, everyone. See you then.
WHFR, Dearborn.
WHFR.FM, the station making waves. Thank you so much for tuning in. You are listening to One Chord to Another. I'm your host, Jeff, and I'll be bringing you new and slightly used indie rock and pop for the next 2 hours. I've got lots of great music to get to today, so let's dive right in. But before we do, let me give you the number here so you can get a hold of me with any requests or comments that you might have. You can reach me here at the station at 313-845-9676. That's option one for the studio, or you can call toll free at 800-585-4322, extension 9676. Again, that number is 313-845-9676, option one to reach me here in the studio. Now, to start things off today is new music from the band Hot Chip. I've really been digging this record a lot. I've been listening to it pretty non-stop, and this is